Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Every like to buy a dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today, and
yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello, and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the mini-sodes. These are the mini-sodes where we talk about a fucking heist movie, y'all! It's Princess Switch 3!
Yes! Christmas heist!
Christmas heist, that's Simone LaRue!
That's Chad Ekwitz, talking about Christmas
heist! Christmas heist! Were you expecting Princess Switch 3 to be about a heist?
I was not, and I was thrilled to discover.
It was so worth the wait. I wanted to text you immediately as soon as I saw it was a heist, and just be like, hey, tell me when you know the thing about the thing.
No.
But I decided to leave it because I wanted it to just be like a pure surprise for you.
I did not expect to enjoy the Christmas Switch, Princess Switch 3, as much as I did. But it had it all. It had it all. It had childhood trauma. Yes. It had mother issues. It had a childhood best friend turned lover turned friend again.
Yes.
It ticks all the boxes.
I really thought that they were going to get introduced like a fourth like doppelganger for Vanessa Hutchins to play. But honestly, I am so happy with everything that this movie panned out to be. You know, they all had to switch and be each other at one point. There was comedy. There was love. There was sadness.
Yes.
It was everything. They brought back the goons, you know, who were just fantastic in their own right.
Love it.
There was such little hints at other Christmas Netflix franchises, which were just insane.
Yes, Simon from the Christmas Prince was there.
Incredible, incredible. I love it when they do a cameo like this, because they did one for the last one, for Princess Switch 2. They did a bit of a cameo, but this one was a much larger cameo, and it really felt lovely. It was forced. It was forced as fuck, but it made me so happy. It was so good. It was so, so good. Yeah, what can you say? Vanessa Hutchins pulled this out of the bag, right?
Ugh. Okay, this is a bit self-indulgent for me, but can you do all three of the accents that she does?
Oh my god, okay.
Please, so, okay. Do a Stacey.
Which one was Stacey? You need to like give me.
She's the one from Chicago.
Okay, so this is so, like, you put me on the spot here. This is very difficult.
I'm sorry. You don't have to.
I love baking, and I love my... Why is she New York? This is what happens. I turn into an old New York woman. I love my British husband, who is, like, completely useless throughout the film. It's not very good, but it is what she is.
I'm more interested in your Margaret and Fiona accents, to be totally honest.
I thought you would be. So, which one is Maggie Moo? That rings a bell. So she's...
Margaret.
Is the princess.
She's the queen.
Okay, she's the queen. So, I'm perfectly delighted to be seeing you all today. And I love the fact that I've adopted this wonderful daughter who wasn't very much in this movie, but my baking husband was, and I got to play my cousin, who was a bit of a tramp.
Love it.
Good?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one's name, just so I can
Fiona.
Get into it? Fiona, okay, here we go. Oh, darling, you really must come to the summer house this winter.
I'm thrilled.
Was that good for you? Did you enjoy that, me being your dancing monkey?
Oh, you're not entertained.
Oh, man, I mean... You know, if I feel for Vanessa Hutchins, because she had to do that for this movie and the other two movies, obviously. And it's a hard thing. I mean, as that little segment has shown you, it was not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, no, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Wow. Yeah, good for her.
I love this for her.
Great. I'm very excited to see if they do another one next year, because how do you build on this?
No, I think they've got to leave it. All three Vanessa Hudgenses have found love. Reconciled with parents who needed reconciling with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and absolutely. That's all you need. So, like, in terms of that then, like, what did you feel about the whole mother subplot?
I thought it was a bit
forced.
Thank
you. Yes, couldn't agree with you more. I mean...
I think they were just, like, trying to make it so it wasn't, like, quite as straightforward as, like, the friends to lovers type situation. And he was like, oh, I'm also very invested in the relationship with your mother.
Yeah, absolutely. When it just, like, it really, you knew exactly where it was going, but it was just kind of pointless. Like, it didn't really add to the story.
Yeah.
You know?
Her mom was just like, sorry, I was very sad and busy. Mm. And she's like, well, it sucked that you were sad and busy. And her mom was like, I'll do better. And then they cried and hugged and it was fine. So
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Nice.
Like, it was, yeah, it was perfectly fine. I mean, it was, I love that this was Fiona's journey. Like, this whole movie was just about Fiona. Like, no one gave a fuck about Margaret.
Oh, what the fuck are they doing?
I don't give a shit.
Are they fine? Are they happy?
Yeah, exactly. And like, the British prince was so boring in this one. Unbelievably boring in this one. I could not stand him for the life of me.
The writers gave up on him. I mean, even fucking, what's his name, Margaret's husband, the baker guy. He's just like, yeah, man, cool, sounds good. Yeah. And I think those are all his lines.
Exactly. But you know what? When Netflix comes a-calling and say, hey, we want to do a heist Christmas movie, you've got one line. You're like, boom, I'm there. Don't care. I want to be in a heist Christmas movie.
Awesome. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to pay me how much for these lines? Awesome.
Fantastic. Christmas is mine. Yes. I mean, what else can we really say about it? Is there anything that you particularly didn't like, obviously, apart from the mother thing?
I mean, morally and ethically, it is a little fucked up that Fiona got away with, like, full-on kidnapping someone and, like, launching a whole scheme to essentially usurp the queen, because Margaret was like, oh, but she's my cousin, I couldn't possibly. And then, like, that's it. That's the end. And then she gets a whole redemption arc. I don't know, I think it speaks to nepotism and classism, because I'm not convinced that Margaret would do that for someone she wasn't related to.
You make a very good point. You make an excellent, excellent point. Yeah, yeah. It's, the royals get away with a lot more than they should. Mm. That is for sure. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
They sure
absolutely.
Do.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I think I love the story because it was a heist movie. I thought, you know, with the fact that, you know, you've got Vanessa Hudgens playing three roles, they could have really diversified more. I really love the ending bits where Vanessa Hudgens now has to play, you know, the baker as Fiona.
Yeah.
And I think they should have done that, like, that earlier. I think all three of them should have switched much earlier in the movie. And you really have to focus to see who's who because you have no idea what's going to happen. Like, that would have made me very happy if that was, that's how it ended.
Yeah. I also thought there would be at least one, like, hilarious scene this time around where one of the love interests mistakes one of them for another one. And, oh, what are you doing? I thought you were, oh.
It's fun. It's fun. It's really fun, especially when you've got three of them. I mean, that's bound to happen. It's Shenanigans City.
Or even that one, like, fun romantic trope where, you know, one of them's actually able to pick out which one is, like, his love interest out of a crowd.
Yeah,
I love
cute.
That.
Cute as hell. Absolutely. Should have done that. But overall, very lovely movie. I'm very happy that they did a heist movie. And yeah, overall, just fantastic film. Really worth it. Really worth the watch, I'd say.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it, actually. I thought it would be, like, a garbage wrap-up, but actually, it was pretty fun and charming.
Exactly. So, in terms of, like, ranking them, how would you put this? Like, would it go 1-2-3 for you? How would you do it?
I think it might be a 1-3-2, even. Like, 2 was a little flat for me.
Mm-hmm. See, I agree with you, but I would even go as far to say 3-2-1. I thoroughly enjoyed the heist,
Whoa, the first one is a classic.
The first one is a classic, but I just love seeing Vanessa Hudgens playing three characters rather than just two.
You
know, she's going to get that Christmas paycheck. Now she needs to work for it.
Yeah, you better work,
yeah,
bitch.
Exactly. So I want to see her playing three roles. It's really fun. Especially when it's the scenes of her playing against herself. Like, that's great acting, and I really appreciate that. So, yeah, 3-2-1, because you got heists.
Yeah, she does a very good job.
Then you got threes, and then just keep a classic. Finish it off with a nice little, you know, blast from the past.
That's true. That's
fair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all I have to say about it. Do you have anything to add?
That's all I have to say about
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, y'all. We hope that you guys are going to indulge in a Christmas switch. on all of these, you know, it's wonderful. Yeah, this is a great way to spend your Christmas. So tell us what your thoughts are on this wonderful Christmas heist movie, something that we definitely don't get enough of. Tell us what you thought of the order of enjoyment of 1, 2, and 3, and where can they do that, Simone?
They can talk to us on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP, and they can email us at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
At the end of every episode, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That was so good! Thanks. Goodbye!
Bye!